Good afternoon. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Charles on 90.7 The Capstone. And Charles, we are kind of like in the semester now. We are in full force. How's it been going for you?
It's kind of bizarre. I mean, it's great, right? Like, it's going by so fast. I feel like this past summer was a little bit slower, but ever since the semester started, we've just been in high gear, going fast. So it's good. I mean, it's hard to believe we're already, you know, halfway there, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess with our new schedule with, you know, in-person classes ending right before, you know, Thanksgiving and then us finishing up virtual, it's a very different look of the semester. I know for me and my kinesiology classes, it's very different in how I've had to format my classes, which honestly, I really like this new schedule that we have. And I like that once Thanksgiving comes and, you know, we start the holidays, then, you know, we just stay off. Well, not really us, but the students get to stay off and, you know, through the Christmas break.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I think it's going to work out well for students. I think they're going to enjoy it. And, you know, you think about it, like once we hit Thanksgiving, there's really only a few weeks left after the semester. So it's, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of a nice way to start the final stretch of the semester, is just at home, focusing on studying, getting ready for finals. So it seems like a pretty good idea.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess the university came out maybe, I guess, a couple of weeks ago with our new spring schedule. And I know, you know, at first when I saw that, oh gosh, there's no spring break, I was like, what? But then I totally got it. You know, it was like, this is the safest way to do it, especially people going out of town for spring break, traveling. You know, I don't even know where people will be able to travel at that point, but it makes the most sense. And to be honest, us having some extra days tacked on to our Christmas break, I know, Charles, you can go home and visit family in Texas. So that makes it, you know, really accessible for you.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think it's going to be nice having a little bit longer, you know, winter break, and then obviously starting back a little later. But just kind of a fun fact, actually, I heard someone say that UAB actually doesn't have a spring break. So for them, this is nothing new. We're just kind of doing what they're doing this next semester.
You know what's funny? Like, one of the perks I always feel like working at the University of Alabama is we always have a lot of time off, a lot of paid time off. And that has always been something that I know with people getting hired on, when they would hear like, oh, you got spring break off, you get all these days, you get like a super long Christmas break. Like, that's awesome. I mean, there's not a lot of universities that do that. And I guess now we're kind of falling into the same, you know, category as UAB, which I think that's fine. I mean, I don't really go anywhere anymore for spring break. So for me personally, I'm like, yeah, if I can have five extra days at Christmas break, shoot, maybe I'll travel over Christmas break. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. And who knows, maybe this is permanent, maybe it's not, but I think it'll be good to see how it goes and just, you know, play it by ear, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of changes. And I think that's just kind of the nature of the game. And I think everybody's been, at least from my experience and what I've seen in our staff and just our patrons and students coming in, like, there's been so much change this year, starting, you know, March, when we went on our lockdown quarantine, working remotely, that we didn't really know how to cope with it. And then now it's like, this is our way of life. And, you know, our work schedule at the rec center, we're still kind of, we're still working remotely, but those of us and our guest coming on today, you'll get to meet her. But like those of us that work at the rec center, we're kind of in and out. And I have loved this schedule because it gives me a little bit more freedom during the day, to where if I have a Zoom session, like for us right now recording, you know, the radio show, I can work on different projects kind of up until that point rather than having to run to my next thing. I don't know, Charles, have you noticed, you know, this new wave, if it's been like beneficial to you or not?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like it. And like I said, we're still getting our work done. We're still available for anyone that needs us.
Yeah.
So just for those listening who are like, you know, I need to talk to someone about personal training, even if I'm not physically in my office, I'm still at home working like I always would. So we're still always available for those who need us. Right now, it's working out good, and I definitely can't complain. We'll see where it takes us. But yeah, right now it's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a great show planned. We've got some updates we're going to give you guys about what we have going on with University Recreation, more specifically our group exercise program. So we're going to take a quick break. You guys, you know, grab a sip of water, grab a snack, wash your hands, change your face mask. I don't know. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Charles on 90.7 The Capstone.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Charles. And just a quick little recap about our show. We do talk about fitness and wellness. And lately, we've been segueing more into the fitness realm of things because, I mean, let's face it, Charles and myself, we're fitness people. And so we're kind of taking this advantage to like talk about all things fitness. And if Sheena were here, she would definitely talk about the nutrition side of things. But we will get back to some of our wellness topics in the semester. We're going to talk about a little bit more about women's health next week. But yeah, Charles, I mean, we have a guest today. We're talking about group fitness, group exercise.
Yes. So today we have as a guest, my partner in crime over at Fitness Services. That's me, Dee Hansen. So I'm the fitness coordinator, personal training. Dee is the coordinator of group exercise. So welcome, Dee.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Dee,
yes, welcome back.
Yeah, you've been on our show before, but I feel like it was last semester. But again, who knows with our new routine and coronavirus and all this stuff, who knows when it was. But tell us a little bit about yourself, just, you know, who you are, what you do for our listeners that may not have heard you on the show before.
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, happy to be here. My name is Dee Hansen. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. A lot of people can still hear my accent and I get a lot of jokes about that. So if you hear that, that's where that's coming from. Got my undergraduate degree at University of Wisconsin Whitewater. Growing up, all before that, I was a dancer. So competitive dancer, that was a big part of my life. And I got involved in campus recreation when I was a freshman in college. It kind of was a cool transition, not really knowing, like having something to fill my time outside of academic and some friends. And I started working as a fitness supervisor in college. And then quickly after that, transitioned into becoming a group exercise instructor. And that was really fun for me because it kind of like took on the performance role that I was lacking from being a dancer. So that was a really nice transition. Fell in love with that, fell in love with my team, and just from there started adding more of the administrative roles. So I became a student manager in college, got to, you know, program a little bit more for our schedule and our instructors there. And then from there, after college, I definitely came to a point where I didn't really know what to do with my life, but knew that I loved campus recreation and working in fitness, and applied for some graduate assistantships, which ended up taking me to the University of Florida, where I was a GA for group exercise in my first year, and then strength and conditioning in my second. And then from there, came to Alabama as my first professional role, and have been here for just over a year now and really loving it. I oversee, like Charles said, the group exercise program here, and he's on the personal training side. So it's just been really fun to be here, and that's kind of how I worked my way up to this position, if you will.
I know for some of our listeners, like, and we'll talk a little bit later in the show about like hiring and what that looks like. But, you know, for a lot of our listeners, they don't really know about campus rec, really. Yeah. So I feel like most people, when they think about the rec center, they only think about like fitness and like cardio machines, weights, personal training, group exercise, which is what we do, but there's a whole nother side. And if, you know, talking about your background, I mean, what are some of the skills that you learned when, you know, you were going through those roles as a student that got you to this position?
Yeah, for sure. I think that that's really huge and really valuable. I love to tell people when we're hiring in any position I've been in about those skills and what we can do. So, you know, like I said, we're on the fitness side of things. So not only just learning in your education, we get a lot of kinesiology majors coming in and just learning more about exercising, programming, and different things like that. But really for any job in campus recreation, you're learning a lot of transferable skills that may or may not take you into a direct path like it did for me within that. But the first thing that comes to mind, especially if you are on the fitness side, instructor side, is definitely public speaking. Just whether it is in that type of role where you're kind of like putting on a performance, if you will, programming for other people, speaking in classes is a breeze now after having that experiences. So that was really huge for me. And really in any type of position at the rec, whether you are working in facility operations, you're constantly talking to participants, patrons that come into the facility. So a lot of customer service, different things like that. Intramurals, same thing, those refs talking, supervisors talking to people all the time. And then you have a lot of students have the opportunity to gain some leadership skills, whether it's through a program assistant position and at other places, you know, student manager, whatever the role is, just helping your supervisors with programming different things, bringing new ideas, and just kind of being that lead in between, you know, the full student staff and then the professional staff. And there's tons of skills to be gained in that. So I think really the rec has a place for anybody, whether you're going into business, finance, kinesiology, exercise, whatever it is. Tons of transferable skills, whatever position you find yourself in, for sure.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way when I first started out, because I was in exercise sports science at the university. And I just remember, like, I danced and did cheerleading. And so I had to find some sort of outlet that was a performance type group setting movement based outlet. And the first thing I did was I was like, I got to get to the rec center. I don't know what kind of classes they have. I don't know what the deal is, but I remember going and just like taking like multiple classes a day, because I was like hungry for that. Like I really, really enjoyed it. And I still do that. Like I still prefer working out to do some type of dance / yoga type of class, because that's what I'm like, you know, it resonates with me and what I used to do. And so I'm curious, you know, talking about our classes and our types of classes that we have, can you give our listeners a rundown of what all we offer?
Yeah. So, you know, I say this really proudly, similar to how we say, you know, the rec has a place for everybody, whether it is sports, whether it is working out in the weight room classes. I can also confidently say that our group exercise classes also has a place for everybody because of the huge variety of formats we offer. So one thing that I will say is, no matter, you know, whatever format you like, whether that be all the different things that we offer. So we have, you know, dance classes. So we have days, we call them, we have hip hop. And if you just want to get in and move around, like Whitney and myself have a dance background, that's something that's really fun for people like us. And just kind of get that cardio in. We have a little bit more intense cardio classes, like a HIIT class, high intensity interval training, where you're doing a lot of moving parts. We have just strength classes, like total body, where you're working the whole body. We split that up into arms, back, and core, and leg day. So lots of options there. Additionally, we have, you know, your throwback step class that you'll see when you think back to aerobics back in the day. That's still going on, and it's pretty fun. We also have aquatics classes that you can get in the water and move. So truly, there is something for everybody, whatever type of movements you want to do. And it's just kind of nice to, like you said, you still go in, like, after all of our years of teaching. It's just a really great way to, like, supplement some of your other workouts throughout the week, or if it's your primary base of exercise going to classes. It's just so nice to be able to go into a class, turn your brain off, and before you know it, you're in and out and you got a great workout, and it wasn't something that you had to take extra time to plan yourself. That's what our people, our trainers, our instructors are here to do for you. So really, really encouraging people who have not tried it out to just give it a try. We like to say try out multiple formats so you can kind of see which ones are your go-to, which instructors you lean towards most. But definitely a place for everybody that I would definitely guarantee, if you haven't tried it, please, please do so.
Yeah, Dee, I'm glad you mentioned that, like, it's for everyone, because I think a lot of people have some sort of stigma that group exercise is for a certain population, but it really is for everyone. And, you know, for our guy listeners out there, I really, really encourage you to come try out some of the classes. We've got some awesome instructors here and just a lot of great options, honestly.
Totally, and that's a really good point. I have myself in my previous positions put on yoga classes for the football team in my undergrad, mm-hmm. and it really is helpful. Like, so please don't feel like you don't have a place, whether you're intimidated or you feel like you're above group exercise. Like you said, it's definitely a place for everybody, and it's just about finding your right fit of what works best for you in your goals and your schedule and things like that.
I think that's the perfect segue into a little break, actually. Guys, if you're listening to us, we're talking about group exercise, and we do offer tons of classes with University Recreation. So we'll talk a little bit more about that after our break. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Charles on 90.7 The Capstone.
the Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied. You're listening to Charles and Whitney, and today we have a special guest talking to us today about group exercise over at University Recreation. So, Dee Hansen, thanks so much for joining us today. I wanted to ask you, so let's talk about some of the group instructors that we have here for group exercise.
Yeah, for sure. So another thing I'm really proud of with our team is we have a pretty wide demographic of instructors. So we have, I would say, about 45 to 50 on staff right now. I'd say that number is a little lower than previous semesters, but still working out really well for what we're offering. We have anywhere from students, anywhere from freshmen to seniors in college, some grad students. We also have supplemental instructors. So what that means is just they have a role on campus, a full-time role elsewhere in another department, and then they supplementally teach for us on the side a couple classes a week. And then we have a handful of non-students. So whether they used to work for the university and don't anymore, or they're a teacher in Tuscaloosa or whatever have you, whatever their job is, and they're just doing this for fun as a fun side job. So we have a lot of different ages, a lot of different backgrounds coming in to teach our classes, which I think really helps us, especially at University of Recreation. We see a lot of a wide demographic of participants. So I think that the fact that our instructors directly reflect that is huge and really helps us connect with all of the different participants that we see that walk through our doors.
I think that's a great segue into my next question. You know, if I'm new to group exercise, so, you know, us on the show, we teach, we talk, whatever, like we're all in it. But, you know, if I'm listening to the show, like what can I expect when I go to a group exercise class? Because you know how it is when you're contemplating it and you're kind of in that stage of, you know, I want to do it. I think I'm on the verge, but I'm a little unsure. I mean, what could a participant expect for their first time?
For sure. So, you know, I think it's obvious to state that that looks a little bit different this semester than it ever has in the past. And I'll kind of talk about both. So first off, if you just are newer, have never been to a class, I think there's a couple just first things that you can consider about what you want to try out. So looking at your fitness goals, maybe, you know, you are trying to build some strength and you want to look at those more strength focused classes. Maybe it's the opposite for you with cardio. Maybe you just want to move, you know, that's very similar to my goals, what I am. I just want to move my body, make sure I stay healthy. And so that's what I always look at. I would recommend that you go to our website. The group exercise tab has all of the class descriptions on there, specifically for each class, what you can kind of expect from there. We have some pictures, different things like that. So I would just say, gather your thoughts of like what kind of class you want to go to first and foremost. And then with this semester, specifically with COVID and everything that's going on, we've had to make some real changes to everything and what that looks like to keep everyone safe. So we have implemented that you pre-register online. So if you are coming for an in-person class, you're going to go to that website and you're going to go to the shop where you will see a class. You can register for any class 48 hours in advance. So that's when they'll show up to you. And you just register through your MyBama account, which is really nice. So you know that your spot is secure. If pre-registering isn't for you, that's totally fine. We have a standby line and you can usually get in within the 5 minutes if other people don't show up or the class isn't full. Both of those options are really great to just get you in any class. So look for that. Look for our schedule online. And again, like I said, the class descriptions. If you are uncomfortable coming into the facility, I will state that this time has been really good for us in a way that it's kind of pushed us outside our comfort zone, and we've had to create a lot of virtual options to help people stay moving at home. So we did that a lot more in the summer, but we have continued it into the fall semester with everyone returning. So if you just are someone who feels more comfortable staying at home, please check out our website, specifically our YouTube channel, where we have lots of videos that we've recorded in the past, anything from a 20-minute yoga session to a full-on 45-minute cardio session and everything in between. So you'll see a lot of different things on there, a lot of different workouts you can do right at home that are safe, as well as we have some live workouts that go on virtually that you can do kind of in real time with the instructor. So you have both those options at our YouTube channel, UA Recreation. So I encourage you to check that out. But if you are willing and able to come into the facility. I can speak confidently about the changes that we have made to keep you safe. So like I said, pre-register online or hit that standby line. We have socially distanced Big Al prints outside of the studios to keep you 6 feet apart. And then inside of the studios, marked off spaces to particularly where you are standing in your station. And so you're never moving outside of that. You're always in your own space, completely safe. Masks are required just like they are in the whole facility. Instructors are required to wear masks. So I feel really confidently that whether it's you're outside waiting for your class to start or just participating in general, that you are comfortably more than 6 feet apart from someone else with a mask on and you're not trading equipment. We work really hard to keep everything clean. So that's kind of some of the things that you can expect when coming in, especially right now. Obviously the 6 feet apart and the mask things is not, was not something that was always there, but I do think that it's been helpful for us to just, you know, turn on our brains, really keep us safe, as well as encourage us to try new things. So, like I said, those virtual options and just really feeling confident that there is a place for everybody in group exercise, no matter what that is, your goals, what the comfortability level that you have with everything going on. I can really speak confidently about the efforts of our whole entire team to make sure that everyone can get in there safely and kind of get a great workout.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because we've had so many changes, there was, you know, just with COVID and everything, there's been a little hesitancy for participants to want to come back to group exercise. But I feel like within the last, you know, we started group exercise, I guess it was September 15th. So we've only been doing it. We haven't even been doing it, I guess, a month-ish yet. But, you know, there's still less people in the facility. And I, at least for group exercise classes, if you're even thinking about coming to one, now is the time to do it. Because just like anything, I mean, we're still going to have January 1st with New Year's resolutions. People are going to be getting more comfortable getting out and about because we're adapting to this new change. And so, you know, the biggest class I've had, of course, we only can put 14 people in Studio A and Miles, and the cycle, I believe, is 11. So it's small, yep. But you know, the biggest class I've had has been maybe like 6 or 7, and it's been perfect because people are able to even space out even more. So I would encourage you guys listening to go online and just register for our class.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really nice. I kind of, a lot of our classes, like similar to academic classes, especially for students or professors, faculty, staff, mirror each other. So it's kind of nice with the 48 hours in advance for registration. If you're somebody who knows that you have that Tuesday lunchtime class available, that's when you like to get in there. Well, right after that, you're going to be able to hop online and register for that same thing on Thursday. So the way that it kind of mirrors each other is like a good reminder to get yourself registered. But again, I don't want to deter anyone for that. When they do see those classes are full, just hop in the standby line. You're still going to have space. We don't go over capacity. But you know, things happen, people cancel, people have things come up. So that standby line is definitely there and a great option for you if you were unable to register to still get into a class.
Yeah, for sure. And I will say, one thing I really like about the new pre-registration is it's accountability. Now, I know there's some of you, because our classes are free. So I know there's some of you that are going to sign up and something else is going to come up and it's like, oh, it's a beautiful day. I'd rather be outside than go inside than going into a facility to take a class. And so, like you said, Dee, or you might have said this or not, but you can cancel your registration to open that up for somebody. But, you know, it's just nice to know that when you purchase slash get the class for free or register, you get an email and you can put it in your calendar. And so you're already scheduled to show up. And so, I don't know, for me, if it's in my calendar, I'm more likely to do it because I have scheduled it. So it's another layer of accountability.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that that's huge. I'm the same way. It's not on my calendar, I'm not going. So I think that that's a really great option. And just, you know, getting yourself, for those of you who are, you know, kind of looking into the holidays and New Year's resolutions, I think, you know, creating a habit takes a little while. So if you are someone that's been unsuccessful with keeping your New Year's resolutions in the past, I think that this is a great opportunity for you to kind of put that into practice and just create those habits of creating a schedule, get that in your calendar, and just dedicate that time to yourself. And this is a great way to practice that before those goals come.
We're going to take a quick break, let you guys kind of marinate on that. You're listening to Fit Through Tie with Charles and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Charles, and today we're talking about group exercise over at University Recreation with Dee Hansen, the coordinator of fitness services over there. So Dee, while we're talking about some of the changes that we've made for COVID-19, specifically what you've done for group exercise, I'm curious, what is it like for the instructors who are obviously having to wear those masks during their workouts? Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not someone who does that. It is like a little bit uncomfortable to get used to at first, but I want to stress that like, that's like anything in your life. You put on a new pair of shoes that you love and they're uncomfortable for your feet at first. And then they become your pair of shoes when you give it some time. So I just want to say that, please don't be too intimidated by it, because yes, we would all rather not have a mask on, but I like to look at it from a positive standpoint and knowing that like, this mask is like a huge percentage of the thing that gets us to be together and gets us to be back in those studios, taking the classes and working out and doing all the things that we love. So if that's what it takes, I just want to encourage everybody to kind of look at it from that lens. That's like, okay, I have to put this on my face and I still get to do those things. And without it, I may not. So know that and just kind of find some grace in that. And then additionally, the first time you're going to notice it, the second time, maybe a little bit. And then from there, it's going to be a piece of cake. Like, there have been lots of studies done, we're talking about exercise and kinesiology, all of those things. There have been so many studies done that prove that like going on a 6-mile run, your oxygen output levels are actually not changing. They're not being endangered at all. So just know that it's going to be sweaty. It's going to be a little uncomfortable at first, but I just want to encourage everybody that, you're going to be fine. You're going to get used to it just like a new pair of shoes.
I would say too, when I first started teaching with my mask on, and it's just like a cloth face mask, it's not anything crazy, like a washable one. And the first time I ever taught, I was like, oh my gosh, this is just not going to work. But then, and plus with an instructor, you're having to wear a microphone as well. So you kind of have like double stuff on your face. Or then like, I've been wearing my glasses lately. So now it's like, I've got glasses, a microphone, a mask. It's just like, I need a headgear, a thing to like put on my head to like keep it all in place. But it's really not that bad once you get used to it. And I had an instructor, actually Sophie mentioned this. She said that she has found it easier to teach in the disposable mask. Or exercising in disposable masks because they're lighter weight and they're easier to breathe through. So maybe that's some people out there, maybe that's your option, is to go buy a box of disposable masks and those are your workout masks.
Mm-hmm. Just like with anything, finding whatever works best for you, but knowing that it's keeping you safe and, we'll all get through it.
And guys, don't forget to wash those masks because they do get sweaty just like any kind of clothes, right? You don't wear the same shirt for every workout without washing it. Wash those masks, please.
Especially
for your own
when you're exercising.
Yeah, I think that's a huge, because I sometimes wonder, I know when I was in college, I had good hygiene, but there's sometimes you just don't. And so I'm wondering if face mask hygiene is something we need to focus on. But anyway, but before we segue into, kind of another topic of group exercise, I feel like our social media is the place to get information. I mean, wouldn't y'all agree?
Yeah, and it's funny because it's a nice segue, because I actually just was on our account earlier and we had just posted about the proper way to wear a mask. So good reminder for those of you all following and making sure it's covering your nose. But definitely agree, and this is not group exercise specific at all, just for everything we do at the rec. If you follow our Instagram handle at UA Recreation, you're going to be informed, right? We post all of our updates there. If there's something canceled, if there's something coming up, if there's an event, if our hours change, reminders of facility guidelines, anything that you need, you'll find it there. And you'll also, it's kind of a nice place to really understand what we are and who we are and what we do a lot better, because we, highlight our personal trainers and instructors and different events that we hold. And it's just kind of a nice way to put some of those faces to the names and just get to know each other better and all the services that we offer at the rec, for sure.
Yeah, so you guys definitely, if you have an Instagram account, UA Recreation, YouTube, go subscribe to the channel so you can get notifications. Facebook, that's just how we find out about things nowadays. But you know, we've gone through so many different updates to our program because of COVID, but I think in all, these are going to be great updates moving forward for the long run, especially the registration process. So, you know, a lot of our listeners are students or some non-students, you know, that are looking to get a job in recreation. And so Dee, specifically, you know, what do you look for in a Group X instructor? And then Charles, I'm curious to know what you look for in a trainer as well.
Yeah, for sure. I am in an exciting time right now planning for our instructor training course that we'll offer in the spring. And that's kind of our way for students specifically to kind of get hired onto the team. No experience is required. So please don't feel like that's a deterrent to you. That's what the course is for, to get you to learn and get you to be able to build on that skill set before we throw you in the classroom. So I just encourage you, that will be always offered on our educational opportunities page, or you can contact me directly, my information on the website. We go in, you get paired with a mentor, you learn a format. We talk about a lot of things exercise specific, and then there is an audition at the end, very informal, but basically, like I said, no experience is required. Really, I'm just looking for a team player. Even though it is an independent role, you are a part of University Recreation and our mission, vision, values, all those things. We want to make sure that, you know, all of those align with what we have. And then additionally, just you're willing to learn, you're willing to practice, you're willing to put in the time that it takes to be a good instructor. And you're there for a selfless reason. So, you know, you do get paid to work out, and that's pretty cool, but you're not up there to do your own workout. You're there to service others. And just making sure that I have people on the team that have that mindset, and just, you really are making such an impact on people in their life and their goals, and just the way that they'll look up to you and connect. So just people with that same mindset, and we'll work on your skills from there.
Yeah, I think when I'm looking for trainers, it's actually really similar to what you're looking for, Dee. You know, I want people who are, you know, enthusiastic, who want to be here and who have a passion for fitness. You know, always with personal training, it's a little bit different, then they do have to have a certification. But I think in terms of just personality and work ethic, we are looking for a lot of similar types of employees. In fact, you know, doing a prep course for personal training right now. And, you know, we've got 4 Group X instructors that are currently taking the course. And that's exciting. I love the idea of having, you know, a carryover between group exercise and personal training. I just think those are, you know, 2 different sides of a coin of being healthy and wellness. And so it's exciting to see.
You know, I think that we've tried with our program for the longest time to create that cohesiveness where we have instructors that are trainers as well, vice versa. And I think, you know, I don't know if it'll ever be where everybody is everything, but I think we have enough crossover now that it's created kind of more of a holistic approach. And now we have trainers that will recommend group exercise classes to their clients to supplement, you know, other days of the week. And so, I mean, have y'all seen that getting better?
I would definitely say so. And I will add that, like, for anyone that's like either on one of our teams currently or looking to be a part of one, I think that our most successful trainers and instructors have had that crossover, or at least have been involved in similar ways, because for our participants and our clients, you're servicing them the best because you're supplementing both. So if you're training a client and then they can also come to your classes on those off days, and they don't have to pay for, they can pay for less sessions because you're giving them that service, or at least making sure that they're going to those free things, like, that's huge. And I know our clients really and participants really appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's actually a good point. I think with both jobs, they do have some similarities and they do have some differences. And I think that you develop different skill sets doing each one. You know, with personal training, you get a lot of time focusing on programming and working one-on-one. But then group exercise really helps to help with, you know, public speaking and, you know, energy, and just a lot of really useful skills that I think can carry over. So being able to do both can really broaden your skill set as a fitness professional.
Yeah, I think this is just great stuff. And Dee, I really appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday afternoon to be on our show and to talk about all the great things that our group exercise program is doing. And hopefully some new participants, some new faces will join us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. It's been great. I love talking about my program. Very proud of it, obviously, and all the people who work so hard to make it successful. So if you're out there and you haven't tried it yet, whether you want to be on our team or just get in classes, and you need any assistance, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and I can help guide you in the direction that's best for you.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick break. You guys are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Charles on 90.7 The Capstone.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
Guys, we've had a wonderful show on Fit to Be Tied this Sunday afternoon, and you know, we had Dee Hansen on our show just talking about all of our changes to group exercise, and they've been really good changes to make sure that everyone is safe and socially distant and can pre-register for classes. So I just encourage everybody to go check out our website, and also you know, for personal training, we're still doing personal training, and we can accommodate you outside on the rec fields. We have equipment that we can pull out. We can use any space in the rec center or in studio. And Charles, how's personal training been?
It's been good. You know, we're slowly starting to see more and more of our clients coming back, and we are seeing some new people sign up as well. We're taking a lot of precautions just to make sure that everyone is safe and that, you know, we're able to follow all the necessary health and safety guidelines, keeping things nice and clean. So we're starting to see it revving back up again, which is really exciting, especially as we move into the new year. I know a lot of people want to perhaps consider hiring a trainer for the first time. So it's definitely exciting.
Well, that's great news for me, because you guys work so hard and y'all are on the ground running with all this stuff. And so everything has just been so great. But, you know, I kind of want to segue a little bit, because, you know, our listeners are new to you, Charles. You've been on the show before and you, you know, expressed all your fitness knowledge. But one little fact about you that they do not know is you love everything space. Am I right?
Yeah. You know, it might come to a shock, listeners, but I just don't do fitness all day long. That's not all I think about. I do actually, I love space. It's something, yeah. You know, I'd say I liked it quite a bit as a kid, but I don't know, I guess this past 10 years, my interest in space has just skyrocketed. I mean, I spend time reading articles and watching videos and listening to podcasts. If someone were to like see my bedroom, it's ridiculous. Like I have this way too large of space tapestry with like constellations and stuff on it. I've got like space posters and books. It's a lot, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, it's a lot, but I love it.
You know, it'd be pretty awesome. Like, remember how Michael Jackson wanted to moonwalk on the moon? What if like you were the first person to create an exercise program on the moon or in space? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's been done. Obviously, apparently we've been on the moon, and we have all this really cool stuff going on in space, but that'd be kind of a cool lofty goal.
Oh, I would love that. You know, I'd love to like train astronauts or something.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, I interviewed at Starport in Houston, Texas, which is like the gym for NASA.
Yeah.
And the interview went well, but I found out that it was only like a part-time position, so it wasn't realistic. But just the idea of like being able to work with astronauts, I think that'd be so much fun. And I think like as we continue to expand our technology on space, we want to travel further in space, which means spending longer times in space. We're going to have to start thinking about how to stay physically active and fit in space, because, you know, there's not much gravity unless we can create it artificially.
But. Yeah, that's crazy. See, my mind doesn't even, space freaks me out. And if Dee were still on the show, she would be freaked out as well, because space is so vast and there's so much unknown about space. But would you go to space if you were given the chance?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I would definitely go. Worth the risk. I might get sucked out in space, but you know what? If that's how I'm going to go, then so be it. What a great way to go.
What a great way to go. And my last question for you about space. What is your favorite space movie?
Ooh, Interstellar. Absolutely.
Really? Okay. I don't think
so. Oh, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but you can spoiler alert. I don't care.
Oh, it's so good. I won't, because there's some great spoilers, so I'm not going to give it away, but it's funny because when the movie came out, a lot of people sort of criticized it as it being like too out there, like too crazy. But it's actually based on real scientific theories and principles about space time and, you know, the idea that time is a fourth dimension. It's just a great movie. I highly recommend it. A lot of great visuals. And Matthew McConaughey, I love that guy. He's from my home state, actually hometown. So big fan of that movie. One of my favorites. The first time I saw it, I actually rented it from Redbox, and I liked it so much, I just kept it and paid the fee to Redbox to keep it. So
Wow.
You would recommend.
Maybe that'll be my homework, is to watch that movie.
You should. Absolutely should. I'll even loan you my Redbox DVD if you need it. So.
That's how we focus on emotional wellness. We take some time for ourselves to watch movies.
That's right. You can't just work out all day long. Sometimes you need to sit back, relax, and find something.
That's exactly right. Well, you heard it here, folks, on Fit to Be Tied. We will see you next week. We're going to be talking about women's health, and we have a special guest on. And you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. We'll catch you later.